T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We'll continue to follow the story that broke after we'd come on the air this morning about Queen Elizabeth and her health. You know, it was just a couple of days ago that she met the new prime minister, Liz Truss, said goodbye to Boris, the old prime minister, said hello to Liz, the new prime minister. And it was interesting. We talked to Hugh Shakeshaft, our inside guy in London, who said that a lot of his colleagues, many of whom serve on the advisory council, the privy council advising the Queen, took note of a change in the color of her skin when she was shaking hands with the new prime minister and thought, oh my goodness, is the end near? And, you know, that is one of the things you look at when an elderly person is in decline. So we will watch what happens today. Prince Charles apparently on the way to Balmoral Castle in Scotland. We're told Prince William is headed to the castle now. All the members of the family gathering there. So I think this may be more than just the normal scare that we've gotten used to over the last year where she doesn't feel good or she's taking a break from her official duties. And that's certainly notable. Every time I talk about the Queen of England, there are people who say, John, why do you care so much? Because this is Western civilization that we're talking about. And I think there's so many attacks on the traditions and the legacy of Western civilization that the living personification of that royal family, even though we fought to overthrow them, and I'm glad we did, and I'm glad we're an independent country, this is really important. And politically, when the Queen does pass, you watch. Forgive me for what I'm about to say, but these bastards who hate Western civilization are going to use it as another way to chip away at the foundational principles of our society. So don't think this is just about Queen Elizabeth, some old lady who wears a tiara and has had pictures taken of her for the last, you know, 90 years. That's not what we're talking about. I mean, that's one of the things we're talking about, but that's not, there's a bigger story here, and I think it's going to unfold relatively soon after she does pass, and it will be the same people who hate America who also hate the traditions of Great Britain, and they're going to try to use this as another way to undermine everything we collectively as Westerners believe in. And so don't be fooled into thinking this is just, you know, a People magazine story, because it's not. There's a lot more to this than just the photographs of an old lady here, if I may say so. That's my prediction. You watch. It is 9:09 now, and I appreciate my friend Greg Angelo, who's the president of the New Tolerance Campaign, for joining us. And Greg, I got this letter about Facebook that you and your organization have put out, and I thought it was really interesting because so many people in the United States, and I guess I'm one of them, my faith in the medical bureaucracy, the medical establishment, both within the government and, quite frankly, the hospitals and some of the doctors, has really been shaken over the last 2 years with COVID. And you all have identified one of the reasons why, and it leads you right back to Facebook, huh?
Yeah, and if I can, John, first of all, thanks for having me back
on
the show.
Of course, always.
And a segue from, you know, what you were just talking about, This actually goes straight to the heart of the attacks that we are seeing right now on the Western values of pluralism, freedom of speech, opportunity, the power of the individual. The New Tolerance Campaign, the organization I have the honor of heading, was founded to hold institutions accountable when they are guilty of double standards, hypocrisy, and polarizing our current political climate. And when it comes to institutional forces that have the potential to do that, maybe greater than no other, Facebook is right up at the top of the list. They have tens of millions, probably at this point, probably hundreds of millions of individual users. And so the policies that they institute on everything from so-called hate speech to posts about medicine, real impact on our discourse, and sometimes often a chilling effect on values like speech. Now, when it comes to COVID policies, I don't need to tell your listeners that Facebook has had an extremely aggressive policy toward speech about the COVID virus for well over the past 2 years.
Oh, yeah. How dare you question what Dr. Fauci says? Even Donald Trump, the president of the United States, he's not allowed to question Dr. Fauci. It's crazy.
Exactly. And people have had posts removed for saying that masks don't work, even though health experts at the time were saying masks don't work and then did a quick pivot on that. People who questioned the origins of the virus had posts taken down, censored, shadow banned, when even the World Health Organization later said, well, we should actually look at whether or not this came from a lab in Wuhan, China. I guess my point is that Facebook had what they call a COVID misinformation policy, but the information about the virus had been changing so quickly and was so fluid that any sort of misinformation policy that Facebook had was necessarily subjective, censorial, unfair, and wouldn't you know it, it just tended to be people with one type of particular politics, one type of particular worldview that seemed to be getting the brunt of Facebook censorship. Now, in defense of Facebook, I know people love piling onto them, but I will say that I'm very glad that Facebook has welcomed me and the New Tolerance Campaign to participate in proceedings with what they call the Facebook Oversight Board, which is the independent organization. It's not on the business side of Facebook. It's an independent group that is tasked with reviewing Facebook's formal policies when it comes to things like what they call so-called medical misinformation, posts about COVID, posts about the election in 2020, as another example. And, hey, look, we can pile on Facebook all you want, but what's the saying? If you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
Yeah.
And so when the Oversight Board reached out to me and New Tolerance Campaign asking us to join in proceedings that they have and to submit commentary specific to their COVID policy about 2 weeks ago, it's something that we jumped at the chance to do. And there are recommendations that we made to Facebook, but first and foremost, we prefaced all of our comments, and folks can go onto our social media and check all that out after the show. But we prefaced all that by saying Facebook really should not be in the misinformation business. Certainly, with something as grand and epic as a global pandemic, where information is changing and ever evolving, getting into the misinformation business means that you're necessarily getting into censorship, and censorship that ultimately might not be proven as justified. We had issues right from the outset with Facebook's COVID policies.
Are they open to that conversation? When you say that, I mean, it seems to me their reflexive position over the last year has been, we are going with the medical professionals. That's the only way we can protect ourselves as a company, is just go with the medical professionals. And we're going to shut down all the people who may be on the fringe or that would normally be labeled as whack jobs. We're just shutting them down. So what is their reaction when you send these comments to them?
Well, I'm going to be interested to see what the final list of published public comments look like. I have a feeling that New Tolerance Campaign is, you know, probably in the minority when it comes to the voices actually pushing back. But you know what? Like, there needs to be that type of voice. The reason New Tolerance Campaign exists is because we don't want to cede these types of cultural issues entirely to the left, because that's going to have an even more chilling impact on our discourse. But one of the recommendations that we made is, okay, you talk about medical professionals, Sean. You know, there are medical professionals throughout the pandemic that question the efficacy of vaccines, question the efficacy of therapeutics.
You're right. And you know, Greg, I've had them on the radio. I've had them on the radio, and I kept thinking, oh, my God, is this the day they fire me? Because, you know, I work for a big company that I don't think necessarily aligns with some of the guests I've had on the air, and I've been very worried about it. To my company's credit, either I'm small enough where I'm flying under the radar, or they've chosen to go ahead and let me keep doing my thing. But you're right. There have been a lot of medical people who've said, wait a minute, this is crazy. We need to re-examine the data, whether it's accurate, re-examine the recommendations, whether they're actually solving the problem on the ground or whether they're making things worse. And it's been shocking that Facebook and the national media has chosen to shut that conversation down.
Yeah, and it's not one of the recommendations we made to Facebook is that it's not enough to say medical consensus at any given time is a justification for censorship. I mean, there's always going to be outliers. There's always going to be individuals that disagree, and they can and sometimes are credentialed medical doctors. Mm-hmm. But when you have disputes on things like mask policy between the head of NIH, Dr. Fauci, and say Trump Surgeon General Jerome Adams, at the same time, I don't think that justifies shutting down people who might question the efficacy of putting a bandana around your nose and mouth, which is something that we now know is, you know, had absolutely zero impact on any.
It looks sexier, but that's about it.
Yeah, right. And you know, so some of the other things that we mentioned, you know, if Facebook's goal toward, if they're justifying the censorship of COVID posts by saying that we needed to encourage as many people as possible to get vaccinated, to get the booster shot, well, you know, when we submitted our comments, approximately 67% of Americans had received the initial phase of the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Of those, about half have gotten a booster. So if Facebook's goal was to get America vaccinated and to protect people from getting COVID, getting them inoculated, well, in that sense, their policy has been a failure. So all of this movement towards censorship is not something that actually led to more positive, robust public health outcomes. You know, it's the only major impact it had was getting people frustrated at Facebook's policies regarding censorship. And you know, I mean, it might be even a conversation for another day, but you know, a lot of this censoring and the shadow banning that has been happening regarding COVID posts on Facebook weren't even done by humans. It was algorithms that Facebook had implemented, and so you have artificial intelligence, essentially bots, that is clamping down on speech on the platform. And I think that users have a right to know that. You know, if your post was taken down by an algorithm, I think that Facebook should be transparent about that. And I think it would be very instructive for the general public to see just how often the bots and AI is responsible for shutting down speech and discussion online.
The bots are probably most of it. And I have some friends, seriously, it's like they've got the secret decoder ring where they now send messages to each other and post things with words that don't actually mean what the words say. It's like a code. You know, we've all seen it where they capitalize one letter, lowercase another letter, so that it's not obvious what, I mean, if you read it, you can see what the word is, but I guess that has fooled some of the bots. But it's crazy to me that in 2022, we have adult responsible citizens who are having to come up with some bizarre code language in order to have a basic conversation about real issues. It's not even, you know, it's not like the insurrection here. We're just talking about medical issues. And in order to speak with other people on these platforms, they have to find a way around it. And I'm so glad that you and the New Tolerance Campaign are engaged in this. You got to have a seat at the table, as you point out. And I know you're aggressive and you won't back down from a fight if you need to have it. So that's one reason I wanted to talk to you. Will you stay in touch with me and let's talk again when you get a response from Meta?
Yeah, would be happy to do that. And if your listeners are interested in reading our submission, you can go to us on Twitter @new_tolerance, or just look us up on Facebook, New Tolerance Campaign, or newtolerance.org.
Greg Angelo, I appreciate it always. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.